wrong?
Nothing. I'm stressed.
Why are you stressed?
I did it to myself. Last week we were talking about making a lasagna, right? And I was trying to figure out how to make a lasagna without noodles.
You said you figured it out.
Well, yeah, but I've never done it before, so I'm still like, all right, hold on, let me backtrack.
Yeah.
So that got me thinking, and wait a minute, maybe I should start by introing us. Hey, welcome to week 650 of the Crankcast. Yay. All right.
Yeah, so you texted me and said that you had figured it out, and I was like, well, you know we were joking. You don't have to make me a lasagna.
I might not. It depends on how this turns out. But, all right, so after we got done talking, I was trying to, you know, just figure out what would work for in place of noodles that would still be, like, no carbs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about, like noodles are just, essentially, they're just flour and egg, you know? And then I started thinking about eggs. I'm like, well, you know, if you cook egg whites, then they got about the same consistency as noodles.
Yeah, they have egg noodles, don't they?
Well, yeah, but egg noodles still have flour in them.
Oh.
So they're still carby. I mean, so I what I was thinking was just straight eggs, right? So I went and looked it up. I saw the other people making, like, lasagnas for paleo diets and shit. Different kind of, you know, those weird, no gluten or whatever diets and stuff like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Had thought about the same thing, and, you know. So I found recipes, I mean, going from really basic to just basically a bit of salt and whipped egg whites cooked to, like, this other concoction that had, like, cream cheese and shit in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, the cream cheese is a bit much, but I think I could season the egg whites and that, you know, make them a little bit tastier. So you just cook them real thin, like a crepe, and about the size of a noodle, or thickness of a noodle.
Okay.
And it should work, but I haven't gotten to actually do it yet, so I'm futzing around. But I decided to make a test batch this weekend, and this is where the stress part comes in. And I was thinking about making a test batch, and I was like, well, you know, hey, it'd be a good idea to have some people over, right? So I'm actually having a dinner party tomorrow to test this lasagna recipe. And so I had to rush through and get, like, all my work for the week done, so I'd have today off to clean the house and prep the food, essentially. And I'm tired, because I was up really late last night finishing off the last job for the week.
So, that is really weird.
What's weird?
You.
Why?
Because you don't have to do that.
That's why I said I did it to myself. Yeah. It started out, I invited one couple that I knew, and then I was like, well, you know, that's just three of us, and I've already had them over for dinner by themselves before, so I invited another couple and their daughter over, so that's like, there's going to be like six people here total, and I've never had that many people at once in the house.
Do you have enough plates?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have enough plates?
Yeah, yeah. I got enough plates. I got a table that'll fit six people. It's just, you know, my house isn't huge, so it's going to be a little cramped. But
I mean, it's a house. I've had more than that in my house.
Yeah. But I don't have, like, a separate dining room or anything. I got a living room, so I have to, like, kind of shift things around.
Mm-hmm. So, your house is about the same size as their apartment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Actually, you have other rooms. So
12 plus people.
Yeah, I can't imagine fitting that many people in this house. I mean, I could if I spread them out across the house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was like we were cooking out and hanging out outside, too. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's different for me because I've never done this before, you know? So it's new, and I want things to be kind of clean and stuff, you know? So I got to clean the bathroom and things like that, you know? Plus, you know, the sauce I make for pasta stuff, generally I cook it for a long time, so, like, I have to wait on that, and, you know, it's just a thing. I got pans and pots everywhere. Because technically, I guess I could cook each layer of noodles separately, but I've got enough pans to just go ahead and bake them all at once, so I got a bunch of pans out, you know? But, yeah. It'll be fine. It should be fine, you know? I'm making desserts, too. I'm making a cherry dump cake and some jello mold.
What's a dump cake?
It's exactly what it sounds like. You're making a cake and dumping all the ingredients in it. Like a quick bake kind of thing. Yeah. You use cherries and some people just use straight cherries and syrup. Some people use like cherry pie filling, so it's a little thicker. And you use like a yellow cake, like a vanilla cake or something. And then just kind of you mix all that up and pour that in the pan, and then you dump the cherry stuff in it and kind of make sure it's all settles in the batter. But some of it still sticks out on top, so it's, you know, kind of marbled looking. Generally tastes pretty good, at least when my mom's made it. I've never made one before, but they're easy enough to put together. I figured, why not? And Jell-O molds are Jell-O molds, you know. They just got fruit in them and shit. All you got to do is boil the water and then let it set. Oh, and I'm making garlic bread, too. Yeah, I forgot about that. And a big old mess of green beans with mushrooms in it. Because I don't do salads. I don't know how to do salads, but I don't eat salads either, so that's probably why I don't know how to do them.
Crazy.
It looks easy, but I don't, you know, I don't care about salads. If somebody wants to bring a salad, they can bring a salad. You know? Whatever. I'm making greens on the side. That's why I'm making the green beans. Because I season those and put mushrooms and, you know, a little bit of minced onion and stuff in it. They usually come out pretty good. So, yeah. Food. Food's good. I like food. Do you like food?
No.
No? But, yeah. At least I'm getting all the lasagna done tonight. So all I gotta do tomorrow is reheat it. Finish off the browning.
The browning.
And there's something about baking like dishes like that twice. Anyway, it's kind of like that reheat effect, like a leftover effect. You know how it kind of tastes better once you reheat it? Yeah. I don't know if it just causes all the ingredients to sort of blend better, or if it just dries it out some, maybe. I don't know. But I usually like it better when it's baked twice anyway.
Feels so nice, we baked it twice.
Hell yeah. And then there's the browning.
The browning.
Yes, thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. And the spice.
The spice.
Yes, thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. And that's why we're recording so late, is because my head's been all over the place and I completely forgot what day of the week it was.
Well, I would have not bothered you because, you know, I don't care, but I knew that it usually bothers you.
Yeah, I don't like missing weeks if I can help it. And I've got the time. I mean, as long as I get the lasagna done tonight, I'm good. It's not like it's got to get done right now. It's just... And I'm not going to finish off the cleaning until tomorrow during the day before everybody gets here anyway, so... We're good. I just wanted to... That's why I was rushing through my work to get this day off so I wouldn't be so cramped and stressed out, you know?
You got everything done?
For the week, yeah. I mean, you know, all the stuff I had scheduled in this week, I'm cool with. And even a couple of things that popped up unexpectedly, so... It's good. It's good.
He's good, no?
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm trying to think if there's anything that I need to know or remember.
About what?
About nothing. I mean, I think I'm doing fine.
Oh, good. That's Friday. Are you caught up on all your stuff?
Well, I don't know if I'm ever caught up.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Are you on schedule?
It's how I deal with it. That matters, isn't it?
Is this sort of a journey, not the destination kind of conversation?
Maybe. I guess, sure. Why not?
Deep thoughts with Mike Norton.
I don't have deep thoughts.
Oh, you're a deep mind.
I'm not a deep mind.
Oh. Well, that's
a deep mind.
As my mom used to say, that's a pretty deep subject for such a shallow person.
You calling me shallow?
I'm just repeating what my mom would say.
To me? Your mom is... I would fucking kill.
Maybe it's because she never got a Nike.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Sure as hell ain't going to send her nothing now.
Grumbly. Scribbly, scrabbly. So. What else is new? C2E2's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
Sean is putting together my sketchbook.
Oh, is he?
No, not really.
Does that mean you mean you volunteered Sean to put together your?
Really getting pressed today.
God, I'm dead.
You have killed me.
Don't.
What's going Okay.
What is going on? I don't know what's going on. Nothing. I've just been working. We got in-laws coming into town tonight.
For an occasion?
My sister-in-law's 50th birthday.
Wow. That's a notable marked thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you make it that far, you know, it's sort of worthy of congratulation note.
Yes, I mean, I don't usually celebrate. The closest thing to a party is when I had a sloth come here, and I said, if you want to come see a sloth, you can come to the studio.
And that turned into a party?
Well, I mean, I think people thought it was a birthday party.
Oh, well, usually, I mean, yeah, you don't just have sloths come over for no reason, right?
Oh, I did. It was for my birthday, but I bought it for myself.
Right. But I'm saying that, you know, yeah.
This year for my birthday, I'm going to a beer festival and then to a pug festival. So it's kind of like the best birthday.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. Where's the beer festival?
At the Morton Arboretum. Is it Morton? No, it's Garfield Park. Garfield Park.
Oh, so it's in towns.
Yeah.
Like you're not traveling for it. Gotcha. The puck thing is what you do every year, right? Where you go and set up?
Milwaukee, yeah.
Yeah. The, I didn't put it together until, like, this week, but the weekend of C2E2 is actually my 2-year anniversary of taking possession of my house.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why you couldn't come one
year. Well, the year I couldn't come, they had it in March that year. I was still finalizing paperwork, so I couldn't get out of town because I knew the bank would need something from me.
Yeah, it's kind of a difficult thing.
Yeah. It's always, no matter how much you think you've got everything covered, they always need something at the last minute before they can approve it.
Something that always comes up, and they have to have it, and you have to, like, you're just like, well, no, they don't really. And then they'll get on the phone, they're like, no, we need it now. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, when they start telling you that, you know, your application won't go through without the information, then you pretty much need to be there for it, yeah. But yeah, that's why that was in March that year. I don't know why they were having it that early that year, though.
I don't know.
I guess it's just whatever other conventions are booked in the place they have to work around.
It's April, so it's not that far.
Yeah, they keep shifting it. I mean, because last year it was at the end of April, wasn't it, or mid-April?
Oh, no. Something like that. Dude, get off my back.
Something like that. I'm trying to decide if I should just go ahead and rent the car for an extra day and stay until Monday.
You can get pizza if you do.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only reason, really.
we like it better when you don't sneak out on Sunday morning.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Because, you know, I come into the show on Thursday. And usually by Sunday, I feel like I've probably, you know, usually I have. I've done something boneheaded and screwed something up, and I figure my welcome's worn out, so I just leave on Sunday.
You say that. You say that every year, and nobody ever thinks that.
Oh, it just...
I'm a little tired of your weirdness.
I don't think it's weird.
Actually, I think you should leave now. You should go home now.
I'm not even there yet.
I know.
So you want me to proactively go home?
Yeah, go home. I'm offended.
Oh.
You've done something boneheaded.
See? I've already worn out my welcome.
Mm-hmm. So now that you've worn it out, you should feel fine with coming.
I can't quite parse the logic of that. But okay.
My fault, you stupid.
Hey. No need to get that insulting, man.
Oh.
I get enough of that from weird eBay people.
Is that still happening?
I think it's finally over.
Mm.
I don't know where I last left it. Oh, I was waiting on dude to pick up the package.
Yeah.
And
so that's never going to happen.
Right. So, you know, that guy was being a dink and he just never got it. And he kept claiming that FedEx never tried to deliver it. And I told him, well, you know, they're probably holding the thing. You need to contact them. And,
he's like, don't tell me what to do.
Well, he just kept ignoring that and then would turn to a different argument where he kept trying to blame me for it not working. And stuff. Like, I'm like, whatever. You know, that kind of thing where somebody doesn't actually want to argue the point you made because they can't argue it. You know?
Yeah, I know that well, real well.
What do they call that? That's not ad hominem. Well, I guess it is ad hominem since he was telling me it was my fault. But anyway, diversion, I guess. He was trying to argue a different point that wasn't invalid and had no actual relation to what we were talking about. But he never did pick it up, and then the status on the tracking changed and just said pending for a couple of days, like, okay. And so he finally, this is where I'm shaking my head now, because he messages me and says, well, they never delivered it. And I'm like, so I repeated myself. I'm like, I told you repeatedly, you know, that you would either need to contact them and tell them how to deliver it at your place since you have special circumstances, or you'd need to have them hold it so you could go pick it up. And he's like, whatever, I'm going to contact eBay and tell them. And I'm like, okay, because what do I care, you know, at this point. And so he messages me back. Apparently he conned eBay into thinking that it was lost in transit and they refunded his money. And they refunded my money. So, like, whatever. I don't know what's going on there, but okay.
They got tired of him is what happened.
I guess he wore him down, yeah. So he messaged me back and he tells me that they refunded his money because it was lost in transit. And he's like, and so we're done. And I'm like, wait a minute. Because, you know, he still owed me money for shipping it. And I told him that. I was like, well, what about the, you know, 58, whatever that you owe me for shipping, 59? And he's like, that was for delivery, right? So I quoted him back and I said, no, actually it wasn't for delivery. It was for shipping it. And this is what you said. And so he then again started arguing that somehow it was my fault and the machine worked fine.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than arguing that point. And I was like,
It's true.
Yeah, of course. It has to be. So I was like, you know, your behavior up to this point has been pretty despicable. I didn't really expect you to actually follow through on a commitment you made. You know? I'm just pointing it out so it's on the record. And then that was the last I heard of him. But then eventually FedEx sent it back. So I guess I've got a drum machine, partially working drum machine for $60. Don't know, you know. The whole thing was really dumb and took a month.
That was only a month?
I guess it was a month from when I got it, and the day I got it, I messaged him telling him it didn't work. So yeah, it was about a month.
Months.
Yeah, it does seem like a long time, but
it's a saga.
Things like that drag on, really. Or
saga.
Spice.
The spice.
Saga.
That was a saga too.
It was a spice saga.
Spice saga.
Yeah. Saga Spice. That was the lesser known of the Spice Girls. Saga Spice. But, which, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing was dumb and stressful, but I feel like that I didn't really lose anything at this point, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't get what I wanted. And there's that vague unease when you see bad people get away with bad things. Right? That sense of injustice, sort of. But it's not my money. It was eBay's money and eBay's call to give it back to him. So, and I guess if the machine would have never got back to me, I would have felt like I was out the money I sent to ship it. But since I've got the machine in hand, I guess it's all a wash. But, yeah,
I don't know. I would have tapped out a lot earlier than you have.
Well, after a certain point, it's just, I just kind of wanted to see it to the end, see what would happen, I guess. I knew whatever, you know, that I was covered because I was doing what I was supposed to do, more or less. So it wasn't like I was going to lose all the money, but yeah.
Where's this guy at when we said we were all going to go?
No.
Now that it's over, you can give out his address.
No, but I am left with a dilemma, though.
Do we kill him?
Ooh, man, no, dude.
Okay.
That's like, whoa, way excessive.
Okay.
I mean, you know, at most this is like a public shaming kind of thing, you know? Like,
At least a 4 rating?
A what?
A 4 rating?
Okay, see, here's my dilemma, though. And then this is what I was going to say. I've still got time to leave negative feedback for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I should, because I feel like other people need to know this, right? But at the same time, I feel like that prolongs my exposure to him because he's going to start writing back and bitching about that. And sellers can, you know, start sending you stuff to request you revise your feedback. So he could do that like perfectly within the system.
Mm-hmm.
And if I decide to get this machine fixed, I'm going to have to go through the manufacturer's thing, which means I might have to try to get the serial number transferred over to me if he's already got it registered. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know what kind of can of worms that's going to open up, you know? I'm trying to decide if my obligation to the rest of the eBay community is heavier than my want to just not have to deal with this guy anymore.
I'll just screen cap every single email and include that in my review.
Oh, I wish I could. You only get 80 characters, though, to leave a thing.
Can you do 80 characters that is just a link to a... imager page?
I've never seen that before. I don't think so. They probably strip URLs. That's an anti-spam thing or something, you know? And again, I don't want to do anything that's going to put me on eBay's bad side either, you know? So, but yeah, I got a little bit of time to think about it before my window of opportunity closes, but it's just so tiring. I told you he tried to leave negative comments about me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is completely against eBay's policy for sellers.
You should go work for eBay. No, you really know their rules now.
Man, you know how I am. I'm a quick study on shit that I need to take care of, you know, if I don't know anything about it.
Again?
Say what?
Nothing.
Come on, man. Don't do that. I sort of, you know, obsessive compulsive research things when I need to know about them, you know?
I need to know.
Exactly. So it's yeah. But at least, I've gotten to tell you about the end of the saga and that closes it, and we've had a nice arc here over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I forgot that people actually consider those storylines.
I guess, they're the stories of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like sand in the hourglass. These are the days of our lives. Right? No? Maybe?
Oh, stop it. Nobody cares.
Bring the thunder, Mike. Or something. What's the weather supposed to be like in Chicago during C2E2?
It'll probably be nice. Good. I don't know for sure. Don't take my word for it.
Good, good.
It's sunny, but it's cool outside.
We got a snow really bad.
Really?
If it was coming down...
That's what I'm saying. Don't take my word for it.
It was that weird kind of heavy packing snow that when you walk through it, it sticks to the bottom of your shoes and keeps accumulating. So you walk through a yard and you've got giant snow platforms on the bottom of your feet.
I don't know if that's ever happened.
Oh, really? It happened to me. It was kind of funny, because I had to keep knocking them off, you know, but while I was shoveling walks and cleaning off my car and stuff. But then it all melted the next day, so I probably could have just avoided shoveling anything at all and let it melt itself. But I spooked a deer in my yard last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was not what? Happy.
That you scared it?
Yeah. It didn't seem very happy. Yeah. I was outside catching a smoke. It was kind of late. And I kept seeing a shadow moving where it shouldn't have been. So I leaned over outside or off of my porch, you know, and I'm looking down my side of my driveway and you know, 10 feet away, there's a deer right there.
Boogie, 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 deer. What do you think?
And it looks at me. It just stares for a second.
You're a fucking asshole, human.
And then it whips around and takes off and then jumps over a fence.
Got in its car and left.
I mean, dude, you ever seen a deer leap a fence? That's pretty cool. It's like they're flying. But yeah, he wasn't happy. Or she. I'm not sure if it was a he or she.
You didn't ask, did you? How insensitive is that?
It could have been a they or a them. I don't
know.
No.
No. Deer is the species. Does are she's. Bucks are
he's. Yeah, you just got learned, Josh.
I'm pretty sure a male deer is a horse. And a female deer is a deer.
Does?
No, you're right. He's right.
And zebras are their fox.
He's right. He's right again.
It's a Zors.
He told you what's up because you're stupid.
Oh, a deer. A female deer. Come on, everybody. No? We're not going to sing songs from Sound of Music?
I went to Dyersburg.
What was in Dyersburg?
The Dyersburg Comic and Comic Culture Con.
Oh, was that the Tennessee thing you were talking about?
Yes, Dyersburg is in Tennessee.
Okay.
Tennessee.
How was that?
It was busier than I expected, but it was a quiet little one-day show.
Huh. Relaxing?
Applebee's.
It was fine. Yeah, I went to Applebee's quite a bit.
Really?
Well, they have other restaurants there, but that was by far the closest because it was across the street.
Oh, okay.
And it seems to be the place where everybody hangs out.
Well, this Dyersburg, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine there's much of a, like, what do I know? I don't know anything about Dyersburg. I was going to say there's probably not much of, like, a, you know, pub life there or something, you know.
Do they have Weirenberg theaters in Dyersburg?
Weirenberg? No.
Is that what it's called?
They have AMC, because I almost went to see a movie.
I mean, Applebee's isn't great, but if, you know, if you're still willing to go to a fast food joint like Taco Bell or something, you know, Applebee's no worse than that. And they serve beer.
Mm-hmm. They do. I had several.
Do Taco Bell serve beer?
Some do.
Wow.
Is it Wicker Park one the only one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they made a big deal about it, I remember.
So is that just a thing particular to whoever owns that franchise building or whatever?
Yeah. Was it? No, it was part of the company. It was one in New York, too, that does it.
Huh. There you go.
So, yeah, I went to, and my nephew and his mom brought me a bunch of stuff from my mom's attic, which was cool, and you're going to be really jealous of these Battlestar Galactica curtains I have.
I already am. You posted a picture of them.
Yeah. You can't have them. I know you said you wanted them.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't give them to me. But
I wouldn't even need to make these. They came like that. They were in my room in 1980.
Oh, wait. No. They had Apollo and Starbuck on them, right? So they weren't like Galactica 80 sheets or something.
No, they have Apollo and Starbuck and what was the black guy's name?
Boomer?
Boomer's on there.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty cool. I don't have any. I guess I have some windows in my basement I could put those up in, but.
Yeah. Are they long curtains or short curtains?
They're short curtains.
I think
give them to
a tailor and get a shirt.
Yeah, do that.
Richard Hatch would be proud.
He would be. Well, maybe.
Oh, wait, is he still alive? Didn't he die?
He's dead.
Oh, okay. Is Dirk Benedict still alive?
Yes, Dirk Benedict is still alive. I listened to Richard Hatch advise, I forgot who it was. Some movie, not movie star, but somebody that's famous at a comic convention about how to invest his money in a limo ride to the airport once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't remember the specifics, so don't ask me like what I should invest in.
I know he was pushing real hard to be involved in BSG stuff for a while. Like
he was on BSG.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying like he was kept doing, I'm trying to remember. I don't remember anymore.
Didn't he write one of the comics?
I think so. He was trying to do like a fan-supported thing first or something. I can't remember now.
Well, I watched one of his horrible, horrible movies in my studies.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one too. Was that the one where they get transported to the other universe?
No, that's Warriors of the Lost Universe, and that's Prisoners of the Lost Universe, and that's I enjoyed that one much better than Ghetto Blaster.
Oh, I didn't see Ghetto Blaster.
Ghetto Blaster is where he moves back to his hometown, which apparently is Compton. And he hates what's happened to the neighborhood, so he uses his skills as a urban warfare specialist to essentially make booby traps for the local gang members.
Huh. Sounds effective.
Yeah. He dresses up like a clown at one point.
You just got hatched.
Yeah, he got hatched.
Hatch attack.
And it's called Ghetto Blaster, I guess, to make it seem urban. But at one point, he does put a bomb inside of a boombox and makes a little kid give it to a gang member.
So it's a literal boombox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's all like one scene in a two-hour movie.
It's a two-hour movie?
No, it's not 2 hours. Oh, okay. It's an hour and a half.
I'm trying to think. I mean, besides that Prisoners of the Lost World or whatever, I can't think of anything besides that and Battlestar Galactica that I've actually seen him in.
He's been in a lot of movies, but he's been in a couple. They're not good movies. He hasn't been in a good movie.
Well, I mean, you know, Prisoners of the Lost World isn't horrible.
Pretty dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not, like, terrible.
Who's the elf guy? The green elf dude? He does, like, a little weird, like, whistle?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of BSG, I've had a... I had an Oh-Duh movement, or moment the other day.
Yeah?
I was watching Troll, the first Troll.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a pretty awesome movie. You know? I mean,
is Mike Moore 30?
No. No? Yes. Yes, Michael Moriarty. And both Anne and June Lockhart.
Uh-huh.
Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Dreyfus.
Julia Louise Dreyfus. And I can't remember the other actors' names, but you'd recognize them from other shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was pretty freaking well done movie, actually, you know?
It's a disturbing movie when you're a kid.
Yeah. But I had never put it together before that the brother in that, the older brother, is the same kid that played Atreyu and is also the same kid that played Boxy in the original Battlestar Galactica.
Mm-hmm. Atreyu!
Like, I never put that together for some reason. So that was a kind of, like I said, a duh moment, you know. I've also...
It's my dead dog with a monkey in a dog suit.
Yes.
Do it!
Yes, exactly.
That's what our space technology does. We replace your dead dog with a monkey in a dog suit.
Yes. Hey, whatever works, man. You know, you got to do things.
That's true.
But after that, I decided to start watching the newer Battlestar Galactica again. Because I never rewatched them when they were on. I just watched them as they aired. And I remembered the miniseries pretty well, but you know, I couldn't really recall much about the rest of it. Except that it got really dumb by the end.
Yeah, it kind of borks at the end. Although, I don't hate the last episode like everybody does.
I honestly don't remember it that well. All I remember are my impressions of it.
I cried at the last episode. But I always cry when somebody dies of cancer in a TV show.
Oh, well, yeah. I just decided to watch it because people still, you know, talk really highly of it. Or speak really highly of it. And it's kind of... It's not that it's dumb, but there's, like... It plods a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just now getting to the end of the first season.
You plod a lot, too, though.
Well, thank you. Honest. Oh, yeah. Well, you know. It's I do it on purpose, though. It's sort of a, you know, my shtick, as it were.
Yeah. You're a plodosaurus. Well, thank
you. Yes. Yep. The plod thickens.
The plod.
Yes.
But you do like it or you don't like it?
I think I liked it more the first time I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's... just the whole combination of things. Like, it's a really dull-looking show, color-wise, you know? And, like, watching it all together consecutively...
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't benefit it, I don't think. At least not for me. It was better when I had a week to just sit about it and kind of have forget about what happened the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just not as good as I remembered it, I guess, to me. Or I'm not enjoying it as much as I remembered it.
Because
I do remember liking it. There were things I disliked. I remember disliking that time jump thing they did, like in season 3, I think, at the beginning.
I thought that was kind of cool, but yeah, okay.
Well, to me, it just seemed like, oh shit, you know, we got it. We backed ourselves into a corner here, and this is going nowhere. We need to like just skip a bunch of shit. At the time, you know, And I, my impression of the ending still sticks that I just didn't like it, but I don't remember why I didn't like it. I think it just got too convoluted and fell apart. Very, very Losty in that way, although that preceded Lost, didn't it?
No, I think they were around the same time, didn't they?
When did Lost start?
I don't remember anymore.
Because BSG started in 04, 03? Something like that, 03 or 04.
Yeah, I was still living at the Albany, apartment when that came.
Bellstar started in October 2004.
Okay.
Lost was September 2004.
Oh, all right. So they were contemporary. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll pick up. I mean, there's good stuff. Plenty of good stuff about it. Still, it's not like I hate it. I'm just kind of puzzled by it. Like, doesn't really seem like my thing. It drags out a lot.
Does that end any different if you watch it a second time?
No, but my impressions of it are different. You know? It makes it a different thing. All the religious stuff and political stuff. And I mean, this is like Battlestar Galactica for people who preferred Babylon 5 to Star Wars. You know?
Maybe.
To me, that's what it seems like, because it's a lot of political stuff and religious stuff.
Yep.
And as opposed to just sort of space adventure, I guess.
And it is a very philosophical show.
It tried to be, but it's not smart about it, I don't think.
I disagree, but
I think a lot of the religious stuff, I mean, it's asking basically good questions about what is a soul and what is life and you know, what is our place and things, but it's like listening to people who are, you know, in their first or second year of college sit around and talk about religion.
Well, I mean, I don't know if the discourse gets any better as you get older, but
But I don't know. I'll keep watching it though, because, like I said, I don't hate it. It's just it kind of puzzles me, I guess.
Nothing else is like that on TV at the time, so.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing Sean talk, but it's kind of hard to make him out.
But I just said nothing else on TV was like that at the time.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, really, yeah. When I first watched that, I think that's why I liked it better, because it was, well, A, I was getting Battlestar Galactica again, you know, and I love the designs and stuff. And it was a good space show, I guess, for the time, you know. I still miss,
Space show!
I still miss Space Above and Beyond, though.
No, nobody does. Just you.
That was a good show.
I bet Josh misses it.
Never saw it.
Really?
Seems like the kind of thing I would like.
Yeah.
It's, it's very...
I'd like a podcast where you and Crank sit down and watch something together.
That would be great.
I think that would be amazing podcasting.
Why?
Because I bet I would be fascinated in what you guys both like and what you guys don't like and how vehemently you guys argue about it.
Was Space Above and Beyond, that was like fighter pilots in space, right?
Yeah, it was like a Marine, sort of like Starship Troopers, but not as funny or anything.
Yeah, it was like I remember thinking like it was Wing Commander, the show.
Yeah, it was a lot like that.
Like what, the show?
Wing Commander.
Oh, yeah, but more, Wing Commander was kind of goofier and dumber?
Well, no, I'm just
saying, the game, not the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, it was like that. I mean, it was sort of Battlestar Galactica-y too, or at least similar to the second Battlestar Galactica, you know? As far as the fighting and stuff goes, because it was, you know, you're basically watching you're watching a show about a group of Marines that gets recruited to be pilots to go fight a, you know, interstellar battle, essentially. Like,
that sounds awesome.
And you're following them and what happens to them, like that particular unit of people, as opposed to some big overview, like giant battle kind of thing, you know? And that's what made it cool, because, you know, you could relate to different characters and stuff like that. And you were saying a lot of, like, personal development and drama.
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 That's drama, kid.
Yes. Drama-rama.
Drama-ding-dong.
Yes.
Drama-dama-dama-dama-doo.
Yes.
Drama-mean.
Yes, you are. I also watched Valerian.
I saw Valerian on the airplane going back to USFA.
I saw Valerian on opening night because I was so excited.
That is a gorgeous movie that's not terrible. It's just
it's not good.
It's pretty terrible.
It's just dumb.
It's dumb is what it is.
It's dull, I think, is the biggest problem.
It is dull. I got real bored.
Yeah, but it's gorgeous. I mean, it's a gorgeous movie.
Oh, it looks phenomenal.
And there's, like, cool stuff in it, but...
There is cool stuff in it.
Overall, it's just very dull.
you are right.
I like the dimension.
Which one? Where they put the helmets on so they can see the other stuff?
Yeah.
That was cool. That was the most Luc Besson part of it to me. It was the most like Fifth Element because the idea of the tour guide and stuff, and that was so interesting, and it felt like I was watching a European comic book.
Yeah.
One of the guys even had the hat of the guy.
Yeah. But the rest was pretty boring, and once they got to the like had to save the girl from that weird monster building, and to get in there he had to go in the other place, and that was a weird sidetrack. And
but though I love that scene, like the whole stripper scene was
yeah, but that it didn't need to be there.
No, it didn't. It ultimately went nowhere. It's like the one character who I had any emotion.
Definition of force.
Yeah.
Can you that brings up a point, and this is gonna be a slight spoiler for anybody who hasn't seen the movie. Maybe a big, well, yeah, kind of, you know. Okay, so when she, after they escape from the thing with the, you know, dinner, and they get go down the garbage chute like Star Wars.
Yeah.
And so she's dying, spoiler.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, I leave you my kingdom, take care of it. What the hell does that mean? Because they never answer that after that.
I think that was like her Shakespeare quote or something, wasn't it? Yeah, wasn't she doing her acting?
Was that what it was?
I thought so.
Could be.
I thought
that just seemed like they forgot that she was still supposed to be in there, and so they went back for reshoots and just learned that.
Could be. Because I thought when she said that, I thought they were going to play it out like this was going to be another like plot point. I'm like, it's awful late in the movie for that. Like, is he going to inherit some sort of kingdom or something? What's, you know?
Yeah.
But, and also the our lead, Valerian.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he sounds just like
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
Like they could not have found a more Keanu Reeves to do that.
Well, you close your eyes and just listen to him, and it sounds like him. You know,
they needed a Bruce Willis, and they casted a Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
Keanu Reeves would have been better.
He's Keanu with no personality.
Yeah. Dear God.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
Keanu's developed a personality.
Yeah.
He's learned.
Right. But he's
made the best with what he has.
But the guy playing Valerian didn't. that is the other thing about the movie.
Disappointing all around. There's so much there. I feel like that's a movie that really could have come together and just didn't.
Besides it being dull, yes. Both of the leads just weren't very... They were...
I liked What's-Her-Face okay. She, I feel like, was... nailing her character, which was just to be archly skeptical of everything that Valerian did.
They both just seemed so flat.
She had a playoff.
But she was by herself. She was kind of flat.
Yeah.
I liked her dealing with the three information people. Like,
yeah.
But that seemed to be like the most she emoted in the whole movie. You know?
But then she got like bit by an anti-radioactive spider or something and became utterly helpless so that she could be dinner for What's-His-Face.
Her dealing with the guy trying to get her in the dress was funny, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, then she went back to being, like, stone-faced. You know, like, just not emoting anything. It was weird. But, yeah. So that movie happened.
And then, ultimately, all of this is so... that these creatures can power, like, what, a holographic generator? Like,
no, they're they fly the ship away, but yes, they
want to. Yeah, I mean, like, I thought they were going
they want
to
fake little
world
inside it. Yeah, I thought that too, but no, they just want a simulation inside the ship.
Yeah, like, that seems like something you could have done a long time ago. There's a whole planet that exists in a different dimension, and you just put on these glasses.
Well, see, that's what I wasn't clear on. Was it a holographic simulation, or was it did they project a bubble dimension inside the ship?
In the ship, yeah.
And that would have been cool.
But, I mean, it was a dimension, though, right? It wasn't just a projection.
I don't know.
Oh. Lots of unclear stuff in the movie.
Also, this story does not end well for the replicator. It's still the last replicator in the universe.
If it's a replicator, why can't it replicate itself?
You'd think, right?
Yeah. I mean...
Has anybody just tried turning it inside out?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Poor replicator.
Yeah.
I love the intro, like the opening credits, which one of the cooler scenes I've seen. It got me really excited for a movie that didn't happen.
Oh, just the whole evolution of the space station or whatever.
Yeah, Alpha.
I saw Rutger Hauer was going to be in a movie. I was disappointed that all we saw was like a 30-second clip of him saying, telling you what's happening.
That's all he does now.
I was like, oh, could have been exciting to have him in there as the bad guy or something, you know. And that's the other, our bad guy, or I guess what's supposed to be our bad guy, the guy that destroyed the planet. Like, he doesn't do anything in the movie. He's just a bad person. Like, but he's never like a threat or anything. Those robot soldiers are a threat, but he isn't. You know?
They just stand there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when he finally, he's asleep through a lot of it, and when he finally wakes up, he just gets punched out.
He's asleep through most of the movie, actually, yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, you know, he doesn't really do anything, but he's supposed to be our bad guy. So, I don't know.
Yeah, mistakes were made.
Very pretty movie, though.
Called, Luc
Besson. Jean-Luc Besson?
Jean-Luc Besson.
He's had like 3 or 4 good movies.
Well, yeah, he makes just...
He's had a bunch of good movies, I think.
I don't know about a bunch.
What are the good, what are the good movies?
Fifth Element. I really like The Messenger. Leon was great.
I love Subway.
He made Subway?
Yeah.
What was the one with the collar?
The Femme Nikita?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Unleashed.
Unleashed, was that it?
Yeah, with Jet Li.
Yeah.
Was that, did he direct that or produce it?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he do... I'm trying to think. Are we talking about, like, director or his writer?
But I think Fifth Element really stands out to me as one of the best movies of, like, that decade. And this was trying really hard to be Fifth Element, and in no way was Fifth Element.
He was trying to get some of that magic.
Well, it has too much shit in it, actually. I usually like stuff with too much stuff in it, but it had too much stuff in it. Like, he literally combined, like, 20 different Valerian scenes.
Yeah.
Like, if you go through the comics, you're like, hey, wait, this is from a totally
different... Well, even the title is, like, three different Valerian books put together, right?
Well, the title is just half the title. Because it doesn't even include
Lorelai. No, but I mean, like, what is it? This is the City of 1,000 Planets or something like that?
Oh, that's a real book.
No, but it's the something of 1,000 Planets, and it's the City of the Dead or something, right?
I don't know. I thought it was just, yeah.
Anyway, like, it's, yeah. But it's like, it would have been fine if he put in all that stuff and then just didn't tell us about some of it, right? And we just intuited it, or it was just there as guessing. But... No, I honestly don't know what to do to fix the movie, but it was not good.
Oh, well.
Big disappointment.
Maybe cut a bunch of stuff out and edit it?
Yeah, that's the thing, though. I don't think it would help, right? Like, those performances were just bad. How do you turn that into an interesting thing? Like, they need to get rid of the whole Marry Me plot.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. Like, mm-hmm. That needed to be the first thing to go. But without that, what do you have that even like.
I thought he was joking when he started.
Me too. I was like, I was giggling in my seat. I was like, ah, oh, look at him. But then he was sincere.
He's like, what
and it's
a
like,
douche this guy.
Oh,
was.
Now he's just the worst.
That was a fun
show.
Come on.
Marry me. Marry me.
Marry you?
Marry me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else you would do with that.
I guess that's
not a movie. Huh. I mean, I've never read the comics, so... guess, I mean, the best suggestion would be just to have made it like the comics, right?
I mean, it is like the comics, but it isn't like the comics at the exact same time.
Okay.
It's too much of a comic.
Maybe if they would have pared down the stuff going on? Except, I mean, it's all linear. It's not like there's... because from beginning to end, it all involves the planet being blown up and him acquiring the converter, and then the converter being fought for, essentially, you know?
I think it's hard when you don't know who the bad guy is until, like, the end of the movie.
Yeah, they seem like they drug that twist out too long. Except, I mean, you knew it was, what's his name? Not Sean Bean, but... Who's the general, the bad guy?
Clive Owen.
Clive Owen, yeah. I mean, you knew it was him because you saw him cueing you, like, as soon as he was introduced, almost.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew it wasn't like that by seeing the people's planet blown up, even when you saw them later, you knew they weren't the bad guys, you know? So it's not even like it was a big reveal, except to the characters. I don't know. Whatever. It was pretty. Sometimes I can appreciate that, even if the story is not that great. Sort of like Sucker Punch. Although Sucker Punch was problematic in other ways.
Still haven't seen it.
It's not even that pretty.
I disagree. I think it is a very pretty movie, and a lot of it's really well put together as being music videos or something.
It just has that everything's like grimy look to it.
Yeah, it did. It did. But I don't know. It's certain things like that. I don't know. Whatever. Tevz, Joe.
Marry me.
Marry me.
Oh, marry me.
Whoa.
What else new? Anything?
Nothing new.
Under the sun. Do we have any email this week, or did we just get it all last week?
I thought we got it all last week. Yeah, let me look.
I mean, like, we met and exceeded our quota last week, so we just actually aren't going to get any more for a while.
Yeah, there's no email.
Okay. That's fine. I remember towards the end of last year, I was talking about how I was trying to watch the Bond movies straight through, and I didn't see it coming, but then Amazon pulled them all in the first, so I got stopped halfway through or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they put some of them back on Prime, but not all of them, and I'm not sure why, but I got to catch like the Dalton movies and the Pierce Brosnan movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I only wound up missing like Octopussy and whatever the one right after Octopussy was.
Just one of the worst James Bond movies ever.
Was Octopussy? It?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't remember it at all. I know I saw it when I was a kid, but
it is very bad.
Why is it bad? He was wearing a clown suit.
Yeah, it's not good.
Read the book, Mike. Sean didn't write it for nothing. I remember not liking the Dalton movies when I was a kid, but I think they were all right this time around.
They're the best.
I don't remember why I didn't like the Dalton movies when I was a kid, though. Maybe it's just because it wasn't Roger Moore.
They were boring.
What?
Oh, sorry.
They're mean as hell.
You're mean as hell.
And I thought the Pierce Brosnan movies, by and large, were all right. Yeah.
No.
I thought they were. They were just...
What? GoldenEye?
Sean is very snobby about his James Bond.
That's the only good one.
How many did he do?
Four or five? That's four of them. Okay.
Tomorrow Never Dies was his also, right?
Yeah.
That was good too.
The World Is Not Enough was another one of his.
That was the Michelle Yeoh one?
I think so.
It's not good.
It's fine. It's pretty boring. It's good. You get to see Terry Hatcher not do anything because she was cut out long because she was so bad?
Yeah.
That's entertaining in and of itself. Pretty boring. What was the one with Christmas?
Shitty Bond movie?
Yeah.
That was good. This is fun.
Yeah. I see, hearing Josh actually argue with somebody else, I see the entertainment value in it.
Well, I think that you guys would agree a lot, too, is the thing. My fun would come from, like, trying to guess which ones you would get along with and then being completely wrong about them.
What was the Elizabeth Shue, who was, like, the nuclear physicist?
That's not...
And now Kilmer is Bond.
Oh, that's the same.
Oh, the same. That's it. That one was good.
That was not...
That was pretty fun.
Elizabeth Shue.
Here's the thing. Pierce Brosnan's last Bond movie retroactively makes all of his movies fucking terrible.
Which one?
What was the last one?
Was that the Halle Berry one?
Yes.
Yeah, that was bad.
Wait, what exactly was so bad about that movie? You had a freaking ice castle in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's terrible. It shoehorns in, like, references to every single Bond movie, and they're each worse. The CGI effects are abysmal. The surfing sequence is terrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The car is boring. That BMW, right? Yeah.
But it turned invisible.
Yeah, great.
And it had spikes shoot out of its tire.
Everybody just forgot to look at it.
And it had spiky tires.
And it didn't actually turn invisible. That's funny.
Oh, and it had shotguns in the hood.
Cool.
That was like an urban assault vehicle, man.
The thing that sucks is that the beginning of that movie is so good.
Halle Berry's character in that is more of a Catwoman than her actual Catwoman.
Jinx.
It's just bad.
Huh. Okay, well.
The only thing good that came out of that is that Judi Dench got to be in the other Bond movies afterwards.
Was that
big? Right.
Yeah, she was M at that point, right?
Yeah. Also, it's a Bond movie with Michael Madsen in it.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, yeah. Huh. Which movie...
Pierce Brosnan's best Bond movies?
None of them?
Tailor of Panama.
What was it?
The Tailor of Panama.
I thought Brosnan's best Bond movie was Remington Steele.
Yes. I thought Brosnan's best Bond movie was...
Taffin!
What was... that crap. You suck at this, Josh.
Nomad?
What was the Dark Peak one with the Renee...
Nomads?
Thomas Crown Affair. Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, that was pretty good, wasn't it? I seem to
Dante's
remember.
Peak.
I seem to remember liking Thomas Crown Affair.
Do you remember James Bond 001 for me?
I'm so glad that I did not have this beer in my mouth, you son of a bitch.
That is a really good joke.
Good times.
Great oldie.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You know, I haven't watched a terrible movie at all today, and I thought I would be on my third or something by now.
Oh, terrible movie. Watch that last Bond movie. Wow!
Spectre?
That one, too. Yeah! Full Spectre.
It was fine.
Oh, it's terrible.
Sean has very strong opinions about Bond.
Don't tell me their dad taught them how to fucking ski and climb, and then there's no fucking skiing or climbing. Fucking flies a plane down.
It's like Chekhov's dad.
Yeah. You're on a fucking mountain chasing a car down it, and you go and grab a plane.
His best Bond movie was
Generation.
80 Days Around the World. Was that 80 days?
80 days around the world?
Around the world in 80 days?
Around the world in 80 days.
Around the world in 80 days. That's one. It was good.
Was that Daniel Craig?
Jackie Chan.
Wait, what?
Did Jackie Chan go around the world?
He was in the new one with Steve Coogan. Wasn't it Steve Coogan?
I'm lost.
Are all these guys going around the world at the same time?
Yeah, it's a race. No, it's not. That's I'm confused. That's Mad.
Right.
Mad.
There's no blimps in that.
The Roman. The one where he's the investment banker in Taiwan.
What?
Noble something. The Noble House. Noble House.
What is going on? Why are we talking?
Are you still talking about Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, no, about his best Bond movie.
I'm talking about Barbarian Brothers.
You mean the Taylor of Panama?
Yeah.
Let's. This show's over.
Now we're just getting recursive.
Let's turn the show off.
All right. I need to. I got some Paul W.S. Anderson movies to watch anyway.
Yeah. While you make.
First Attack. That's what it was.
While you make lasagna.
Yeah. Well, all right then. It was a good week. I liked it.
What movie should I watch?
What are your choices?
Death Train.
I've seen Death Train.
Hi, kids.
You are Death Train.
Death Train is amazing, actually.
I've heard of this book called High Kicks.
We're not watching High Kicks again. Oh, my God.
Oh, the end was great. The movie starts over and you get to start from the beginning.
Hi, Ryan.
You should watch High Kicks, Crank.
There is a twist that I...
High Kicks goes places you don't expect. It has a real Prince of Tides element to it.
Wait, when did you guys watch High Kicks? Was this
yesterday?
Which one was High Kicks?
High Kicks was the karate studio the aerobic studio.
Boy,
you must have left.
You weren't here for High Kicks?
Sidekicks?
Oh, yeah, you got frustrated a lot.
Yeah, watched the whole other movie.
I remember the dragon thing that had a dragon time machine in the basement.
Dragon Fury.
That was lame.
That was lame.
That was no High Kicks.
It was no High Kicks.
Man, I missed the good one. I mean, it was weird.
It was weird. I wouldn't call it good.
Yeah, it's definitely a movie. I would call it good. I loved it. High Kicks for president.
I did. There was a lot of unexpected things.
Yeah, there was.
It subverted expectations. Much like Last Jedi, it subverts your expectations.
Mainly it starts with a fight in a park that you're like, what? Well, it doesn't start with that. It starts with something far more upsetting. It's a really cheery movie.
When it started going in a direction I did not expect.
Yeah.
High Kicks.
I can't recommend it more.
You just can't recommend it more, okay?
I can't and I won't.
You're done.
Please stop.
Please stop recommending High Kicks.
Recommend it no more.
I prefer High Kicks over actual High Kicks, though.
Did you ever Did you ever watch Manborg?
I have not seen Manborg yet.
I would suggest Manborg then.
Is that a real bad movie or?
It's a fake bad movie.
It's not trying to be a bad movie. It's just trying to be a goofy, like, pastiche on 80s, like, sci-fi type post-apocalypse movies or whatever.
Is it boring?
I thought it was funny, actually, through most of it.
It's not a real one, then.
Yeah.
It's got to have prolonged areas of boredom.
It's got to be really bizarrely boring. Oh. Strange decisions made.
Well, I mean, you probably would get bored during it. I don't know. You know.
You're boring me.
Oh, shit.
Boring you with my mind bullets.
With science.
So, okay. Well,
boring with science.
You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com. You can go read BattlePug at battlepug.com. You can also read Mike's weekly strip, or however often strip it is, at Lil. No, it's Go Comics or something like that, right?
GoComics.com/LilDonnie.
Lil Donnie, right?
Lil Donnie.
L-I-L Donnie, yes.
L-I-L Donnie.
Yes. And why do you put the apostrophe after the second L?
There's a story.
I mean, is that, like, intentional, or is that just the way it worked out? We'll talk.
It's incorrect, and it's not incorrect. It's incorrect in that the actual contraction and the way that, like, old comic strips would spell it is L apostrophe I L, right?
Like a Lil Abner or something like that?
Yeah. But rap culture in other places do L I L apostrophe.
Huh.
So it's not wrong, it's just not the preferred way, I guess.
Gotcha.
And I did it that way by mistake. I wanted to do the Lil Abner version, but once I did it, I was like, well, so would he. He'd do it wrong, too.
Okay.
So
it further illustrates just how dumb he is.
Yeah. I mean, I fess up to the mistake, but also it's not an actual, like, spelling mistake. It's just not the way that I've had a lot of, like, other cartoonists and stuff say, that's not the right way. And I'm like, well, you don't get to say that because technically it's not wrong.
It provokes conversation.
Yeah.
You need an artist statement about it.
Yeah, like in a forward or afterward or something.
Yeah, I was kidding. I mean, you really don't. I was just wondering.
Yeah. I mean, there is a reason. There's a story to it. But
okay. So,
just
yeah.
Just like Maul's always naked, there was a reason.
Okay. So, yeah. GoComics.com. Lil Donnie. L-I-L Donnie. Right on. Let's see. Sean's website is andthankyouforflying.com. Where I believe Sean still has copies of his book, The Last Days of Danger. Which, you know, has art in it. And he talks about watching Bond movies.
Do you mention that Octopussy is the worst one?
It's not the worst. It's just a shitty. It's one of his shittiest.
Which one is the worst one then?
Or Lazenby of all movies? No, Lazenby's like the best.
Yeah, which one's the worst one?
The worst Bond movie is The Last Pierce Brosnan.
No.
The which one?
Noble House. The last.
Oh, okay. I see. And let's see. I don't know where you can reach Josh. You don't want to anyway. He'll just argue with you.
He will. He'll answer the phone with, like, you're wrong, and then he'll tell you why.
You shouldn't have called here. Yeah, something like that.
Let me give you 10 reasons why you were wrong to call.
And Ryan didn't contribute, but you can find him online too. At GodHatesAstronauts.com.
Which is, yeah, new Kickstarter next week.
Next week? Already? Sweet.
Yeah, it's very soon. April 2nd, so the week from Monday.
Are you stressed out about it yet?
Oh, yeah, extremely. I've been working on the video the whole time you've been recording this show.
Oh, so does that mean we're like part of the video?
No, but when I look at the video, Sean's lawnmower man joke.
Okay. Lawnmower man. Well, that's it for this week. We'll see y'all next week. Have a good weekend.
Bye.